Blog Talk Radio.
This song is dedicated to my great 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 grandfathers and my great 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 grandmothers and our great grandchildren. Those who are here, those who have come, and those who are coming. We've been here for a long time, loving and living. You know why? It's very simple.
We are.
Insecure, breaking the system. I'm from the ocean, city Atlantis. All our advancements left in the sea. Enchanted debris, DNA twisted up swastika. Dig it up and release proper labor. Talk about people or talk with people. Dirt on my shoulders, I smell like the earth. Craving the stars through drugs. Yes, I use drugs. No, I don't want to die. Reaching my next high civilizations. All living strife. Keep a blade like a slave cutting sugar cane. I don't know my great granddaddy's name. I know we white and he married a Cherokee. Native American, darker than me. Celestial energy. Energy is in me. I measure degrees. I'm G.O.D. Extremists want me to fight a race war. But what are we racing for? Thought I didn't think. Life passes by in a blink. Martin and Malcolm was deeper than marches. I stepped up till we're exhausted. TMZ, ABC, Embassy, shit. Paying pictures is a business. I'm in the business of painting. Anthropology, sociology, psychology, and history. Mathematically, adding up multiple POVs. Objectively, cross-referencing leads. Not like a Christian, but like someone who studies ancestral stories in the astro and my ashtray. Paraphernalia from my activities. Lower frequencies, higher frequencies. I move frequently through duality. I am God, I am G-O-D. I am God, I am G-O-D.
We are.
What's up? Welcome to the Black Trans Empower Hour. I am your host, Mother Man May, and you are listening to Street Smart Radio. Welcome back. We are quarantined for the third. We are quarantined for the third week. Maybe even longer than that. I don't even. I think I just started counting at the third week. We might have been in quarantine for longer than that. But I'm at the third week. I'm starting to feel the pressure. Are you crazy yet? I think that's the question of tonight. Are you crazy yet? Have you killed your mother? Have you beat your father's ass? Are you sick of the people you live with yet? The funny thing is, for me personally, I don't like going out. I like my house. I've set my home up for quarantine without even knowing it. I got my big-ass TV and all my video games and my laptop and all my entertainment and all my best friends live here. So I don't need to go nowhere but to get the food, to bring the food in, and the outside stuff. So I'm not that depressed in my quarantine, but I can see on social media that people are really struggling with being quarantined, and I get it, especially people who work every day or 5 days a week. These jobs that send you out in the day in the city where you or your job is to be out and about, I bet it is really hard to be trapped in the house under quarantine. But let me tell you, if you're going to be in jail, if you're going to be in jail or confined to a space, be grateful that it's a space that you set up, that you have prepared for yourself, because it could be a lot different, and everybody's not in that situation. there are people who are quarantined in places none of us would ever survive. So I'm grateful that even though I'm quarantined or trapped or in jail, I'm in jail in my own home. And I don't think that there's a jail that could be better than being in jail in your own home. So shout out to those people who are going crazy. I'm sending love and telling you to hold on. It's going to be okay. We're going to make it through this. All that positive stuff, all that trans love to the trans people and the cisgender and whoever else out there. I just want to tell y'all encouragement from Mother Man May straight to you. Hold on. Because it's going to be all right. I don't know what it's going to look like on the other end. My roommate was asking me that. She was like, girl, how you think it's going to be when they release us from the quarantine? Are we going to be able to go to McDonald's again? Or are we going to have to stand in the line behind 90 people and wait for a cheeseburger? And I'm like, you know what? It's really a good question, because who knows what this world has. It's like the world has been forever changed. We know that. It's not ever going to be the same as it was before we entered this COVID-19 situation. Now, that don't mean that we won't ever be able to intermingle and socialize again, but I feel like people are going to be very suspicious of crowds and situations. It's like, bitch, you can't get in the crowd no more, because bitches with salt wall kind of machine guns and shit shooting up crowds. And now that, you know, and that's in the NRA, it's letting schools get shot up, so you don't want to be in a crowd, because you don't want to end up in a situation where no bitch come out with no gun and get to cleaning out the people, and it got nothing to do with you. You was just trying to do whatever. You was trying to watch a basketball game or whatever. And then on top of that, now you got this COVID-19 thing. So now if you even got to worry about if the bitch next to you got a gun, if he got a cold, it's a problem. I got into, like, coming from my medical appointment today, I got into the Uber or whatever, the car. And the man literally had a plastic sheet between the front of the car and the back. So I'm sitting, it was like riding in a police car. Don't ask me how I know about that. But it was very much similar to riding the police car. It was like I was in my own kind of situation. And it made me feel away, because it was like, well, bitch, since you got the plastic up for you, did you wipe this shit down when the last bitch got out? Did you worry about me? It's like, what is really going on here? But the world has forever changed. We may now be riding in cars and going into stores, and people be in these built-in cubicles where there's no interaction, because that's what's going on now. They're trying to create situations where we have as little interaction with each other as possible, physical interaction as possible. So be ready. Whatever it is, be ready. Be grateful to have made it through. Because, like they said, 700, almost 800 people or something died last night or the night before last in New York. They got pictures on the internet of mass graves they digging out in the middle of wherever in New York, which is crazy, because I can't figure out how the fuck they're digging mass graves in New York. Like, have you ever been in New York? Where the fuck are you digging these graves at? I have no idea. But either way it goes, there are pictures on the internet of them supposedly digging mass graves and stuff, and they move. We've seen the refrigerator trucks coming through the cities and shit, where they putting the bodies in for people dying. So it's like, whatever the fuck is going on is gonna change everything that we're doing, because nobody wants to get caught out here like this all over again. That's for sure. All right, so we're gonna open up with our first story. And go over. Actually, before we do that, we're gonna go ahead and take a quick break for a song. I want y'all to give it to my girl Goldie. This is one of my favorite tracks she got out. It's called Mind Control. You're listening to Mother Man Made Street Smart Radio.
He said it's soft and jiggly. I got him sleeping next to me. He know that's where he supposed to be. Give him brain telepathy. Said it's soft and jiggly. I got him sleeping next to me. He know that's where he supposed to be. Give him brain telepathy. Mind control. Like mind control. Just like mind control. Like mind control. Just like mind control. Like mind control. Just like mind control. I met this little nigga and he was a dope dealer. Had him treating me to lunch, breakfast, and of course dinner. Just one kiss, had him under my spell. Real gangsta poppy came straight out of jail. He liked my small waist and my big fat lips. Did whatever I told him, could've made him my trick. Houdini with the snack, go and break a bitch back. No, he didn't run track, but I had him pushing laps. Hello, all you niggas. My name is Goldie Zaw. I don't shoot hoops, but I like to play with balls. Come fuck with me and do what I say. I'm a bad little bitch. I look better than your bae. He said it's soft and jiggly. I got him sleeping next to me. He know that's where he supposed to be. Give him brain telepathy. Said it's soft and jiggly. I got him sleeping next to me. He know that's where he supposed to be. Give him brain telepathy. Mind control. Like mind control, just like mind control, like mind control, just like mind control, like mind control, just like mind control. I fucked with this boss who was big like Rick Ross. He was heavy in the streets and a freak in the sheets. Finesse through VIP, but he loved my company. If you hoes is wondering, yes, I had him under me. I'm a very freaky girl. I make niggas buy me pearls. Got niggas chasing me all across the fucking world. One look in my eyes, let me bat my mink lashes. If she say she on my level, then you know that bitch capping. Got a man in each cell, all across the fucking city. It's my charm, not my ass, but my motherfucking titties. Seduce these niggas and get what I please. Y'all hoes can make a dollar even on y'all fucking knees. Hello to you all, my name is Goldie Zaw. I like boss niggas who dick stand tall. These hoes hate me, but I don't give a damn. I'm a real sneaky bitch, could persuade any man. He said it's soft and jiggly. I got him sleeping next to me. He know that's where he supposed to be. Give him brain telepathy. He said it's soft and jiggly. I got him sleeping next to me. He know that's where he supposed to be. Give him brain telepathy. Like mind control. Like mind control. Just like mind control. Like mind control. Just like mind control. Like mind control. Just like mind control.
Just like mind control.
Man made.
They got a new website up, and it's looking good over there. I'm really happy for them. I did unmute it, but yeah. So let's get into the stories of this week or whatever. I'm gonna start with first with a really good story. I want y'all to get into some good news because I know everybody's been like sad and things. So I had this perfect story that really encourages and makes me feel really happy. So I'm sharing it with y'all. Trans Sisters of Color Project distribute care packages to those in need because of COVID-19. So that's telling you Black trans women come together and to help other trans women during this tragedy. As of Saturday, in response to the threat of COVID-19, members of the Trans Sisters of Color Project have begun distributing care packages containing essential items to transgender women of color in need, priority being given to sex workers, those experiencing unstable housing, and the elderly. Executive Director Lillian Reyes explains that some members of the collective were in Chicago on business when news broke the case of the virus had been diagnosed in Michigan. Realizing how hard hit vulnerable populations like trans women are, of color are, they rushed home, cut their trip short, and took action immediately. This is amazing news. I'm really excited about this. I really was happy to when I read this article because I'm going to keep it 100 with you. I am an activist. I am a co-owner of a nonprofit organization that is geared toward Black trans individuals. But during this corona thing, baby, mother is silent. She is off and she is staying out. She is staying away. I'm not doing the crowds. I'm not, no. I don't hardly talk to her, to the girls. Like, don't even, I don't know. Because I feel that it's most important that we do this isolation thing for our own benefit. Whatever is going on and other people I don't know, but for me personally, I'm staying away from crowds and people in general. I fuck with the same people every day, and I know where those people go and where those people be. I feel safe. I feel that those people give a damn about me, so they're not going out trying to get themselves sick and then bring that shit back to me. And I just can't live in that space with everybody. There are girls who are still, you know, trying to work, and I can't be mad at that, at the idea that girls are still trying to work, because, bitch, shit still costs money. Like, nobody canceled the price of shit. You still got to eat and survive. It's like, whatever you got to do, you got to do all that shit. You got to wipe your ass. You got to wash your clothes. So, of course, people are still going to try to find a way to make that happen. But I feel it's too much of a risk to put my own self in that environment, because ultimately, bitch, if I'm dead, we've lost the whole organization. You know what I mean? Like, if how am I going to do the good if I'm not here to do the good? So you have to keep that in mind, I think, as advocates and leaders of the community or whatever you want to call people. You can't do the good if you're not here to do the good. So everybody wants to be a soldier and you know, get the Martin Luther King longevity and remembrance for the great work you did. But you have to actually be alive and be around to do that work. So during this COVID-19 coronavirus, I really commend girls who are going out, still advocating, still trying to help, because I know it's needed. We know, we understand that there are girls in, because let me tell you something. In my own life, in this moment, I'm not happy. I'm confident in my position, in my place in life, that I'm going to be okay. But this could have happened to me 10 years ago, and it would have been a different story. I do know and understand the idea of day to day. Like, you have to go to work today so you can eat tomorrow. Because if you don't make a dollar, you're not going to eat. I understand that life, so I know that. And when you live that life on a day-to-day basis or whatever, and something like this happens, everything falls apart. Because keeping it 100, there's no savings. There's no way to save. When you struggle on that level, like whenever you do get a little extra, you're so used to not having nothing, you blow it. And that's just a real thing. That's just what people do. I'm not saying it's right or smart, but it's the fact. When you're not used to having a lot and you get an opportunity, you get like $1,000. Some people are so excited, can't wait to get $1,000 from the government. And then there's the other people who are saying, girl, okay, so I'll take the $1,000, but then what? Because they understand what the value of the actual real value of $1,000. The number only sounds nice. Once you start spending it, that's $1,000 only looks good when it's $1,000. The moment it's $999, bitch, it's gone. And people, that may sound crazy, but that's a real thing. Like, if you got $2,000, bitch, you got $2,000. The moment you spend out of it, you're going to notice that shit run down like water. So I say all that to say that, I don't know. Yeah, I say all that to say that when with this COVID situation going on and all of this fear and energy that's being passed out from the media, from people's conversations, I commend any person of trans experience or any person who takes it upon themselves to volunteer their life their own life when they put themselves in predicaments that they really don't have to, that they really don't need to. And so that's like real bravery. All of this TikToking for visibility and stuff, that's great. I'm not against that. I'm all for that. I plan to do it. But at the same time, being on the front line, passing out essential items that people need, cleaning products, toilet paper, whatever it is, like simple shit that people cannot get. Because here in New York, the simple shit is the shit that you can't find. Like, I'm telling you the God honest truth. Like, we got sore asses and stuff. You know, we can't even use, you know, the good Charmin. And see, like, and let me tell you something. I could, when it comes to toilet paper, I could be a bougie bitch. I feel a way if my shit ain't extra soft in 3-ply. And we're around here using what they give you in the hotel for free. This shit, damn the see-through. Like, I can almost hold it up and see through this paper. Like, you can wrap your hand 50 times and you still ain't got enough toilet paper on your hand. So you, anyway, it's all our time right now. So I commend anybody who's going out there in the field and doing the job, working hard and blase, blase, blase. So, yeah, y'all keep listening. Stay with me. We'll be right back with more stories. Black Trans Empower Hour, Mother Man Made, Street Smart Radio.
When I'm hugging you to sleep, too pretty deep. Baby, you know I'm a different type of freak. So what you trying to do to me? Don't be shy, it's dirty to me. Let's take a shot of Hennessy. Tell me what you want. I want it. Add something face down with the rubber. Baby, let me know when you need it. Four course meal chop down when you need it. Make me curl myself. Quickest way to turn you on in the middle of the night. Tell me what you want. Tell me what you want. I will do it all the way. Make you scream my name. I keep it nice and tight. Boy, relax and let me ride. Do the things we like. Oh,
you don't want to see it, feel the wood. I'm a nasty bitch, so I'ma fuck it like I should. Know that you been beeping, I'm a savage. And a pussy good, so if you wanted, you could have it, yeah, yeah. Climb up on a dick and get a habit, yeah, yeah. Fucking with a bitch that's never average, yeah, yeah.
Tell me what you want from me.
Just the life that I live. Just tell me what it is, cause I can make you feel how he never did, as long as you keep it real. And yeah, I know I'm young, but I'm old enough. I'ma stand in that pussy, have you folding up. Face down, ass up, girl, you know what's up. Eat it up, beat it up, make your toes curl up. I got no time to waste and no time to chase. Gotta move at Christian's pace. Hold it down when it's all at stake. On your curves, girl, I'm slowing my brakes. No guarantees, I'ma make it home safe. I'm so stuck in my ways. Out of town for a couple of days. But when I'm back, I'll be right on my way. And I got nothing to say. No games, girl, you know my style.
Tell
I got the recipe to make you smile.
What? I want it. Ass up and face down. Baby, let me know. Four-course meal chop down. Make me curl myself. What's the quickest way to serve you?
Tell me what you want. Tell me what you want. Tell me what you want. Tell me what you want.
All right. Welcome back to the man, to the Black Trans Empower Hour. I'm your host, Mother Man May. If you want to comment, share your thoughts, or have anything to say about what I'm saying tonight, or any topic you want to talk about, please feel free to call in 215-383-3855, 215-383-3855. Please feel free to join me and have a lovely conversation with Mother Man Made about how you feel about these topics. So we're going to move right along into the next topic because time seems to be flying. I ain't even got a chance to get everything out tonight. So here we go. Let's get into it. First hot topic of the evening on Monday, the real Jeannie Mai confirmed via Instagram that she accepted a proposal of marriage from rapper Jeezy. And on Thursday, Jeezy posted on his own loving tribute to their engagement on his Instagram, would say for life. But that's not long enough. Heart, infinity. The 42-year-old wrote alongside a photo of himself and the lovely lady. So there you have it. From the real Jeannie Mai. I won't say it's another life. Jeannie Mai from the real is proposed or engaged or about to be married to Jeezy. Now let me keep it 100 with you. I'm all here for it, and I don't think they're in love. I don't think it's love. I think it's business, 100%. I don't think they're in love. I don't think they're in love. I just think they're both smart. I think she divorced that white man, and she wanted to let him know it's popping over here. So she got that black man. He a rapper. It gives her notoriety. I think she's a fame whore. I think, like Adrian Ballone, she's been wanting fame for a long time, and I think Jeezy is a businessman. And economically, business-wise, it's smart for him because this puts his hardcore thug, rap, black, whatever you want to call it, name in a whole new space, in a different space it's never been before. So now, instead of this underground, like all this rap culture, it's going to be his name will be in places where, like, fashion and daytime talk, and they'll be talking about Jeezy on The Talk and The View and, you know, and things like that. I mean, Wendy Williams already was there for that, but you'll hear his name in places that you normally wouldn't hear it. Extra, you know, and shit like that, and in magazines and stuff. They were on People magazine or whatever, and not saying that Jeezy can't be on People magazine, but a person like Jeannie Mai or a Kardashian or a light-skinned white bitch certainly increases his chances of being there. And I'm saying that The Talk would not give a damn, or whoever these white morning talk shows that people that get all the ratings, they would not give a damn about Jeezy if he was still with Keisha Cole. They only care because he's with Jeannie Mai. That's the only reason why it's in a magazine. It's the only reason why they could charge People magazine $10,000 for that cover shot and the announcement in their magazine. So I say thumbs up, Jeezy. And kind of thumbs up, Jeannie Mai. I'm not really a fan. I used to be, but not no more. I think she's a two-faced traitor and she tried to trade Tamar. But thumbs up, Jeezy, for swizzling this shit into some black magic and getting your change, because, I mean, why not? We learned this from Kim Kardashian. When you fucking somebody, you better get paid for it. You know what I'm saying? You're going to fuck somebody you don't really even like. If you're going to fuck somebody you don't really even like, you could at least get paid for it. So I say shout out to Jeannie Mai. I live for the Jeannie Mai's. Okay, so next story. I know I talked about this a little bit last week, and I'm going to talk about it a little bit more this week. I am like a fanatic of Tiger King. Like, I love this stupid white, evil, rude, disrespectful honky tonk trailer park ass shit. They are Netflix offers details and a new release date for the new Lion King bonus. Now, here's the sad news. It's not really going to be another episode. It's going to be like an after show. It's called The Tiger King and I. It's with Joe McHale hosting it, and he's going to interview them or whatever. And it's probably going to be on Zoom or Skype or some of that kind of crazy shit because of this quarantine situation. Y'all know the girls ain't getting out quarantine until June or something, they say. So when the girls get out of jail, it's going to be a whole new thing going on. But for now, we are quarantined, so they're going to be doing the Tiger King during the quarantine. It's going to be released out. They may have already filmed most of it, but it's going to be released on April 12th. So Netflix knows, bitch, we're going to be sitting, we're going to be front and center waiting for that Tiger King release to come out, because I got to see what the children got to say now. So keep up with that. Find out what's going on. It's going to be a big deal with Netflix. And I want to tell y'all this last part before we move on from Joe Exotic. So just in case black people, because I've seen a lot of black people supporting Tiger King, and personally I am too. So I'm not reading the black people who are supporting it. But I need them to understand and know that Joe Exotic is not your friend. He is the enemy. He may have been wronged. He may have been set up by other white people, but girl, black people, black people, black people, look into who this man really is. He's a strong racist, strong racist. One of his quotes that he did in one of his videos was, he said, if black people could say the N-word, there's no reason that I'm not going to say it. So, and then he went on to go on a rant about the N, and using the N-word or whatever. So in light of those kind of situations, that's just the simple parts of it. He really goes in. So in light of those situations, I want black people to remember that this is entertainment. Be entertained, but don't be a fool. Don't think that Joe Exotic is your friend, or don't go be all out your way trying to root for him and cheer him on and send him money or help him get out of jail or help him get a lawyer to get his situation fixed. But bitch, it ain't giving that. It really ain't giving that. And ultimately, at the end of the day, he did do that. All of that. Maybe all of them did it as well, so maybe all of them should be in jail. But Joe, girl, you did that. You definitely did that. Keep listening. We'll be right back after this short commercial break. Thank you for listening.
Look at them, look at them. Look at them, look at them, look at them, look at them. Look at them. Look at them. These bitches is pressed. I got them pressed. Look at them, they're pressed. These bitches is pressed. I got them pressed. Look at them, they're pressed. Look at them, look at them, look at them, look at them. These bitches is pressed. I got them pressed. Look at them, they're pressed. Look at them, look at them, look at them, look at them. These bitches is pressed. Look at them, look at them, look at them, look at them. These bitches is pressed. I got them pressed. Look at them, they pressed. Look at them, look at them, look at them, look at them. These bitches is pressed. I got them pressed. Look at them, they pressed. Look at them, look at them, look at them, look at them. Your winter is over. Your summer too. Your spring chickens gon' fall like dominoes. Boo. You bitches be acting. So ho, play your role. I've been jacking for souls. Working your nigga and killing that toe. Like trap dollars, ho. I got them stressed out like side chicks with an embryo. And I'm fed up with you broke bitches talking cash shit. Just born bitches with a wet pussy makes no sense. You know press when I step out, it's mayhem. Cause this big ass Miss Gucci fit this goddamn. And my main nigga got a big dick, but I don't want him dumb. Cause my side nigga hip hop is just like Crisco. These bitches is pressed. I got them pressed. Look at them, look at them, look at them, look at them. These bitches is pressed. I got them pressed. Look at them, they're pressed. Look at them, look at them, look at them, look at them. These bitches is pressed. I got them pressed. Look at them, they're pressed. Look at them, look at them, look at them, look at them. These bitches is pressed. I got them pressed. Look at them, they're pressed. Look at them, look at them, look at them, look at them. Louis bag, about to kill some. Chopper moves, trap steel time. New pretend some steel some. Halos in the circle, press come. My walk through, call the Holocaust. You broke bitches, just Holocaust. So some class of this hot sauce. Miss Louisiana, it out. You bitches press, I got the trap iron. On hard firm, that's steel iron. Draped in Prada, flight in a bar. Guns to first class, high fast in the car. Press like old Louisville bitches, white bar. Oh, look at them, look at them, look at them, look at them. Press. Little bitch, I got you. Press by the bitch, I ain't fucking with God. These bitches is press. I got them pressed. Look at them, they're pressed. Look at them, look at them, look at them, look at them. These bitches is pressed. I got them pressed. Look at them, they're pressed. Look
Man-made.
Okay, so Diddy hosts a town hall meeting dedicated to COVID-19 on YouTube for Diddy's Revolt TV. Diddy's Revolt TV released a two-hour-long town hall called State of Emergency, the State of Black America and Coronavirus. The online forum hosted by Diddy himself focuses on the pandemic impact on Black communities. In the months since COVID-19 was declared a national emergency, a number of multiplicities have shared data that suggests the disease is affecting and killing African Americans at a disproportionately high rate. In Michigan, African Americans make up 15% of the state's population, but account for about one third of confirmed coronavirus cases, and around 40% of those virus-related deaths. The numbers are much more stark in Louisiana, where Blacks make up a third of the demographic but account for 70% of the state's COVID-19 deaths. 70% of the deaths from Black poor people whose experience with the Chinese is limited to takeout are the people who are dying at a disproportionate rate. I just want y'all to hear that clearly and understand what that means. That means that ultimately these people, these less fortunate people, and let me explain to you why. Let me get to that first. The reason that Black people are dying at a disproportionate rate because they are more likely to have these essential jobs that they have to go through every day, like food service, these lower minimum wage paying jobs that they're sending, that people have to do. Somebody has to bring up groceries to the grocery store because they still have to sell you food. And most of those jobs are held by people of color, people in the lower demographic. Nobody comes up out of Manhattan down into the Bronx to catch the ring up food. Like, that's not how it goes. So disproportionately, because ultimately those who do travel to China and do intermingle in these circles that go abroad and bring back these foreign diseases back to us, they still got to go to Whole Foods and bump into Stacey, give her COVID, kill her off. And then, you know, also, on top of the disproportionate with the essential work part, then we have, on top of that, we have the Black people who are afraid of doctors. Because, as you know, if you're a Black person or a person of color, you know the doctor will kill you. Don't be confused. He will kill you and go home and have spaghetti. Let's be clear on that. So we have people who are afraid of doctors. Black people who don't have the insurance, the medical insurance to go see the doctor. Like, I personally have Medicaid because I'm poor, and I got that. I got Medicaid. And I was gagged when a friend told me she was sick, and I was like, call the ambulance. She's like, go to the hospital. I'm like, call the ambulance. She was like, bitch, I can't afford no ambulance. That shit, $1,500. And I was sitting there like, why would a bitch charge you $1,500 to pick you up from death? Excuse me, I was in the middle of dying. When I called you, it's very rude and disrespectful. And then when you go to the hospital, whatever happens to you or whatever bills you incur, that becomes out of your control. Bitches is testing you, pumping shit in you, popping pills your way, and charging you, and ain't nobody clearing it with you. It ain't like the restaurant where you pick the $3.99 off the menu. You just getting whatever the fuck they tell you saves lives. Meanwhile, the doctor is racking up. Doctors, you know, put you through tests sometimes, not because they need answers, but because, bitch, I spent, you know, $1 million on this machine, and I need to get my money back. So I'm going to test you for some shit that don't matter and charge you for the test. So as Black people, we become distrusting of doctors. So we are the essential workers for the most part, even in the healthcare system. Don't be confused. Here in New York, most of the healthcare system are immigrants. Indians, Haitians, and all this kind of stuff, Africans, all this kind of stuff. So let's be clear on that, too, even in the medical field. So And then there's a third reason that we're dying disproportionately, because we don't trust the government. So whatever's on the news, whatever the government's saying, ain't nobody, like black people, like as much as we can be cautious, as much as we can care and try to do what's right, always in the back of our mind, it's like, this is a setup, bitch. They're trying to get us. Like, don't forget, we are the same people that were tricked to get on the boat and stole it from our people. So, like, you telling us stay in the house, we like, wait, why? Maybe this is the perfect time to be out of the door, because they might be going to blow the houses. Like, we don't know what, like, as black people, we have to live in a space of guessing if we can trust your white ass or not. I'm sorry. Trust the government or not. When Trump come on the news, like, the eyes in my entire house almost roll back out of their heads. Everybody in unison at once, because it's bullshit. So thank you, Diddy, for doing this. And oh, I want to tell y'all who all was there. Let me get it right. Let me read it right. I don't want to fuck it up. It was, okay, Meek Mills, Al Sharpton, Big Sean, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, excuse my Espanol. Oh, by the way, she'll be on Drag Race tonight, so y'all should watch. Make sure y'all watch it. It's going on right now. Killer Mike, New Orleans Mayor LaToya Cantrell. I'm not familiar with her. Van Jones, the one with Kim Kardashian, her lawyer friend. It was more people, but those are the people that were mentioned in the article I was reading. Now, I'm going to keep it 100 with y'all and tell y'all something real. I want to talk about this, and I want to say shout out to Diddy for doing this, but I didn't watch. And the reason I didn't watch it, because I feel very overwhelmed by the coronavirus. Like, I literally try to find something fucking else to do. And I know I've been talking about it a lot doing this whole radio show, and that's mostly because, bitch, I'm reporting news, it's black trans media. I'm telling you what's going on, and that's what the hell going on. I can't really avoid it. It's really literally every fucking well. But at the same time, I can't take it no more. Like, that's my gripe with the quarantine. Yes, I'm in my house. Yes, I got my entertainment. Yes, I'm with my friends. All that blah, 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 blah. But at the same time, I can't take another fucking, you know, media, presidential update, epiphany, another news thing, another 700 killed, another plateau today, bitch. Stay tuned, we'll be right back after this commercial break.
Venom, man, I'm tired of y'all hoes, man. Yeah, I done came fresh up off the doctor, and a bitch already hating on me. Huh? Braciata, you need? Bitch, I'm coming for you. This is what you call a diss track. Some of y'all gonna hate me. Look, first off, fuck you, bitch, and your music lane. Everything you talk about, it sound the same. Yeah, you had to get with Fat Boy to get some fame. And now you sitting here playing the crying game. Yeah, I see you on my shit, wanna donate shit, but your ass ain't gave shit. So what the fuck, bitch? If you wanna be on my clique, you gotta come off the paper, cause I ain't taking nothing less. Bitch, I'll see you later. You the type of bitch, that's why I leave your body proof. Put my hoes up in your body, then the never touch your booty. We can never make a movie, but I'ma still rock Gucci. And then you talking behind my back, but I wanna hear you clap. And you still ain't gon' say shit. And what the fuck is that?
Potatoes.
Didn't want to put $800 up. I got $800 on Visa. That's my wage. Venom.
Man-made.
All right. I told y'all I'm not going to do a lot of talking about the bullshit, but I want to get right into the stories. I want to finish my stories, and this is my last one for the evening, and it's my fat. So, Bad Bunny serves fierce drag looks and a powerful message in his new Yo Perro Sol. I know that was the word. I know that probably was like, he probably mad as hell as he right now, because I don't know how to say Spanish words that well. I didn't go to that class purposely, but whatever. If you know the song, you know the song that this man just popped up in drag in, and I seen it today, and I'm super excited about it. Not because he's in drag, just because the message it represents. I don't speak Spanish, so I don't know what the fuck he's talking about. I read on the internet that Yo Perro Sol translates to I twerk alone, and I know that he was recently, maybe a couple of weeks ago, went out in public with some trans support shirts on and stuff like that. So I guess the big thing now is this Bad Bunny, supposedly, I'm told, straight man or whatever, if he is playing the LGBT community by pretending to be in alliance to our community for the dollars. I think that is what the question of the hour is, because we don't never want to be swindled by no Nicki Minaj shit. We don't want no bitches kissing bitches in videos and then can't stand bitches on the side. Like no. If you love the dick, we love the dick. We can all love the dick. It's fine. You ain't got to lie about it. So through investigation of my own and some thought process and some detective skills, I've concluded that he can't be really faking us out. He can't be really using this as an opportunity to play us just to get the quote-unquote gay dollar, because specifically his route and his method was way too far left field. It's a difference between saying, oh, they cool, or I ain't got no problem with them, and it's totally different, and that's one thing. Then you saying, Not only do I not have a problem with them, I'll join them and be a part of them. I support them. I uplift them. I don't see anything wrong with what they're doing. And the best way to say I don't see anything wrong with what you're doing is by doing it. That's the most convincing way to assure me that you understand what I'm going through and you support it, if you'll join me and do it with me. And for him to get in drag, and like, bitch, he got in drag, like, multiple looks, like, in drag, like, this bitch didn't just play with y'all. He didn't put on a lip or a lash. Miss Thing put on a whole fucking plate chest for y'all. And it wasn't amazing. I mean, I've seen amazing drag queens. It wasn't amazing, but for what it was, I'm here for it. I think we have to be open to the idea that other communities can support our community without exactly being a member of our community. I don't know what the man do. He might suck a dick, he might not. None of that's really relevant to me, but it's possible that he don't, and he won't, and he wouldn't, and he never will. It's very possible. That's very possible. So shout out to this, my favorite story tonight. I was going to start with it, but it, no, I didn't want to ruin the lead. This was my favorite story tonight. I really enjoyed watching his video, even though I didn't know nothing he was saying. Me and my roommate was clapping along and watching and rocking to Escoyo Paul, and every time, and it was good. And let me tell you something else about the video that caught me together. The fucking Spanish bitches was ass and twerking. Like this, it was not no salsa video, bitch. It wasn't no tumbles in the video. These girls was blue, bouncing ass on cars, and it was very hip hop. Like, and I guess he does. I don't want to say Mexican hip hop, Spanish, Latin. Ooh, that's it, Latin hip hop. I guess it's called like Latin hip hop, but by me not being accustomed or to or seeing it, you know, regularly, I was very surprised to see how the Latin girls was giving Mokeisha Sluthole shake that ass bitch down the pole. Like, it was really interesting. I was intrigued by that because I was used to them. I know they be sexy, but I was more expecting them to be doing some shoulders, titties, and a little bit of hip swiggling. But these girls was like, bow, 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 bow. I said, oh, shit. We got to watch out, man. We have got to watch out because the Kardashians is getting their hair braided back like Cleo and Set It Off, and the Spanish bitches is twerking. It's a problem. I see, as a black trans woman, I feel threatened. Tomorrow when I walk down the street, I'm just going to twerk all up and down the street, all up and down the street. No, this is my shit. Let it go. Anyway, thank y'all for listening to the Black Trans Empower Hour. Please join me each and every Friday night at 8 o'clock. I will be here with the update, the news, the information, and the shit that you need to know as a person of trans experience or a fan or an ally like Bad Bunny. I really hope that Bad Bunny is someplace listening to this, and I want to tell you that I don't like gay boys or boys that do drag or boys that put on girl clothes, whatever listed, whatever you fall in that category. But you was fine in that video for the certain parts or whatever, and you was cute and drag too. Not for me. Anyway, thank y'all for listening. I'm out.
Man made.
Yeah.
Weezy out of here.
The dash is digi, the schedule busy. My head in a hoodie, my shorty a goodie. My cousins are crazy, my cousins like boogie. Life is amazing, it is what it should be. Been here for 10, but I feel like a rookie. I tell her, look up, cause it's snowing in Tootsies. Booked for 3 years, man, you can't even book me. It's me and Lil Baby, this shit going crazy. Weezy produced it, and Weezy F made me. And she held it down, so she got a Mercedes. Young Money Records, the Army, the Navy. It ran me 10,000, I threw it like Brady. The foreign is yellow, like Tracy and Katie. I trusted my niggas, they never betray me. Met all these niggas, they sweeter than Sadie. When I started out, I just took what they gave me. Did all the favors, they never repay me. It worked in my favor, cause nobody saved
me. Brand new whip, got no keys. Tell them my clothes, no starch, please. Soon as I nut, you can go leave. Got M's in the bank, like yes, indeed. Cartier glasses, I won't even peek at you. Yellow Ferrari like Pikachu. I got him waiting and watching what he gon' do. Tryna pee what I do, tryna steal my moves. 2500 for a new pair of tennis shoes. The same price I can make them youngins come and finish you. Lawyer being charged, he a Jewish like a voodoo. Real dope boy, 100,000 in his visa. President's attention, slide by, we don't see you. I been getting money, I ain't worried about what he do. I'm getting money like I'm from the 80s. Man, Dre about to drop, man, this shit gon' go crazy. They know I'm the truth, coming straight from the basement. I'm straight as a street, man, I come from the pavement. A million all hundreds, it make them go crazy. Wham, 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 bitch on the baby. Brand new whip, got no keys. Tell them my clothes, no starch, please. Soon as I nut, you can go leave. Got M's in the bank, like yes, indeed. Me and my dog going off the way. When you're living like this, they supposed to hate. Brand new whip, got no keys. Tell them my clothes, no starch, please. Soon as I nut, you can go leave. Got M's in the bank, like yes, indeed. Me and my dog going off the way. When you're living like this, they supposed to hate.
Weezy out of here.